This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
Weather could affect some holiday travelers.
Areas of flooding that could impact travel.
Gas prices in 2024.
We'll see prices reinflate in the first 100 days of the year.
U.S. and Mexico discuss the border crisis.
10,000 migrants a day have approached the border this month.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition. I'm Jennifer Kuiper. A heads up for holiday travelers heading home. Winter weather advisories have been posted through the Midwest as a storm system drops snow. It's moving east, and National Weather Service meteorologist Zach Taylor says heavy rain will impact portions of eastern Maryland up to New York City.
Looking at the potential there for 1 to locally 3 inches of rainfall over the next 12 to 18 hours or so. And this rainfall is going to be falling on areas that have been quite wet over the last 7 to 14 days. So the ground there is pretty saturated, and so this additional rainfall could lead to some areas of flooding that could impact travel.
At the airports, there are just over 5,000 total delays within, into, or out of the U.S. today, according to FlightAware, and total cancellations are up to 164. At the pumps, AAA says the average price of a gallon of regular unleaded is $3.12, 3 cents higher than a week ago. Oil analyst Tom Cloza on what's ahead.
Prices will start the year close to about $3. They may go up to $3.50 or $3.75 in sort of the second and third quarter belly of the market, and then they may drop toward the end of the year and even drop below where they've ended 2023.
Biden administration officials have met with Mexico's president and his security cabinet in Mexico. CBS's Nicole Skanga.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas huddled with Mexican President Andres Manuel Lopez Obrador to discuss the flow of migrants at the U.S. border. As many as 10,000 migrants a day have approached the border this month, straining resources.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken says the U.S. will provide up to $250 million in arms and equipment to Ukraine. It's the last remaining package of weapons available for Ukraine under existing authorization, with Congress now needing to decide on future aid. Israel is launching strikes across central and southern Gaza, broadening its fight. Israel is facing mounting pressure to reduce civilian casualties and allow more aid into the region. CBS contributor Robert Berger is in Jerusalem.
Israel expects international pressure to increase when governments return to work after the New Year's holiday. One sign of that, Secretary of State Antony Blinken is expected here in Israel late next week for his fifth visit since the start of the war.
On Wall Street, the Dow closed up 119 points. The Nasdaq rose 25. Now this.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than just a car or a house. It's the four wheels that get you where you're going and the four walls that welcome you home. When you combine auto and home insurance with Amica, we'll help protect it all. And the more you cover, the more you can save. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
Michigan Supreme Court won't take up an appeal involving former President Trump and the insurrectionist ban. Details from CBS's Stacey Lynn.
The High Court has rejected an attempt to take the former president off the 2024 ballot. Legal analyst Lori Levinson.
They basically punted on the issue, saying it was a political question.
This is the opposite of the recent ruling from the Colorado Supreme Court, which kicked Trump off its primary ballot because of his role in the January 6th Capitol riot.
We'll find out soon from the Supreme Court whether the state courts can decide the issue.
Stacey Lynn, CBS News, Washington.
Two models of Apple Watches, the Series 9 and Ultra 2, are going on sale again for now after a court lifts the halt over a patent dispute. This is the court hears Apple's appeal. Apple says it's thrilled to return its full watch lineup to customers in time for the new year. You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup. Odyssey New York reporter Mac Rosenberg reports on the new light design on the New Year's Eve ball in Times Square.
The lights on the ball will feature a bow tie design in tribute to 70 years of the Fontainebleau Hotel and 120 years of New Year's Eve in Times Square. And to help celebrate those milestones.
It's going to be some kind of a kick for me, big time.
Legendary singer-songwriter Paul Anka will perform.
New York is the center of it at a time where our world is changing so drastically that this event will have a lot of meaning for a lot of people.
Mac Rosenberg for CBS News, New York.
In Largo, Florida, on Christmas Eve, a woman holding her infant son in a baby carrier tried to defuse an argument over Christmas gifts between her two teenage brothers when she was shot and killed. A 14-year-old is charged with first-degree murder. His 15-year-old brother is charged with attempted murder, accused of shooting his younger brother after the 14-year-old allegedly shot their sister.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Tom Smothers, half of the Smothers Brothers and the co-host of one of the most socially conscious and groundbreaking TV shows in the history of the medium, has died at 86.
The Smothers Brothers Comedy Hour debuted on CBS in the fall of 1967 with a mix of music and comedy that included satirical sketches lampooning the establishment and railing against the Vietnam War.
My old man's a cotton-picking, finger-licking chicken plucker. What do you think about that?
You better not make a mistake.
The popular show drew the ire of network censors who constantly battled the brothers over its content. CBS abruptly canceled the show in 1970. Tom Smothers died of cancer. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
The 46th Annual Kennedy Center Honors airs on CBS tonight. This year's honorees include Billy Crystal, Barry Gibb, Queen Latifah, and Dionne Warwick. The event will also mark the 50th anniversary of hip-hop. That's the World News Roundup Late Edition for Wednesday, December 27th, 2023. I'm Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
Nancy's love story could have been ripped right out of the pages of one of her own novels.
She was a romance mystery writer who happens to be married to a chef.
But this story didn't end with a happily ever after.
When I stepped into the kitchen, I could see that Chef Brophy was on the ground, and I heard somebody say, call 911.
As writers, we'd written our share of murder mysteries. So when suspicion turned to Dan's wife, Nancy, we weren't that surprised.
The first person they look at would be the spouse.
We understand that's usually the way they do it.
But we began to wonder, had Nancy gotten so wrapped up in her own novels?
There are murders in all of the books.
That she was playing them out in real life? You can listen to Happily Never After, Dan and Nancy, early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
For more than two centuries, the White House has been the stage for some of the most dramatic scenes in American history. Inspired by the hit podcast American History Tellers, Wondery and William Morrow present the new book, The Hidden History of the White House. Each chapter will bring you inside the fierce power struggles, the world-altering decisions, and shocking scandals that have shaped our nation. You'll be there when the very foundations of the White House are laid in 1792, and you'll watch as the British burn it down in 1814. Then you'll hear the intimate conversations between FDR and Winston Churchill as they make plans to defeat Nazi forces in 1941. And you'll be in the Situation Room when President Barack Obama approves the raid to bring down the most infamous terrorist in American history. Pre-order The Hidden History of the White House now in hardcover or digital editions wherever you get your books.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary and it's not boring. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and maybe more importantly, on your life. I'm going to be your financial coach, someone who brings common sense and an insider's perspective on how to manage your money and your emotions. And I promise we are going to have a little bit of fun along the way. Have a question from retirement to career changes to college funding? Just send us an email at askjill at jillonmoney.com. Follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.